Okay, there we go.
Well, they blew up the Chargers and...
Got it.
Chargers in San Diego last night, and they blew up Spanos too. Down in Boston, they're looking for a fight. Gonna see what them old folks can do. Now there's a cat rustling around in Indiana, looking for a face to cling to. And there's a mom with an old man mask, with a little son and nothing he can do. Everyone laughs, baby, that's a fact. But if you keep on laughing, then you'll come back. Put your headphones on, forget your past.
Nice song. I like it.
That was Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say Bruce Springsteen, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Has anyone else seen that movie yet?
I did. That's why I kind of chose it. I saw In the Light. It's a good movie.
In the Light?
Blinded by the Light, sorry.
Blinded by the Light. that's the death one, In the Light. Don't open the light! Did you like it?
I did like it. It's a cute little movie. I do recommend it. For the other two hosts, it's a Pakistani family that moves to England in the 70s, and it's the late 80s, and the movie takes place, and the kid's trying to find his place, you know, within a Western society, but still holding on to his Indian family values, and he identifies with Bruce Springsteen. It's just a good little movie.
Did you recognize one of the actors?
Which one?
His friend.
Oh, yeah, of course. Tomlin.
Yeah. From the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Tomlin?
The coach.
Tomlin from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like mixing two different things like together for me. I'm like, what?
Because I'm watching, I want about 2 minutes. I go,
Tomlin.
Tomlin. Yeah. I'm going, who is, I go, oh. And my wife goes, because we're at the Alamo, you can't talk. She goes, who is, I go, you won't know.
What do you mean I don't know, Jack?
Did you even do this like wave thing? Like, you're gone. You're dismissed. Bye bye.
Actually, I wrote a note and got the said, hey, this person next to me is talking. Can you get rid of her?
Wow.
I paid my money. I want my movie quiet.
Yep. Stop talking. Shut up.
All right. So what about Chris? Is there a movie that you've seen recently?
There's not a movie that I've seen recently. Okay. No.
Yeah, there's a movie that he's been on his TV to watch for probably 8 months or more. That I think the fans would love a review of.
I think it's called Das Shelf.
Yeah, Das Shelf. Yes.
Dust Boot.
Dust.
Yeah. Dust Boot. Yes.
No, but I did kind of upgrade my little area here a little bit. I don't know if I can show you guys.
No, you don't have a Disneyland poster.
I don't
see any framed
Disneyland. I think we just gained 30 patrons with this scan.
I think there's my
lost a few.
My new monitor.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I thought you were showing fans that you're a raging alcoholic.
Yeah. all those helpers, right? In case you're wondering, Chris Kolk is currently playing Gears 5 right now while I was riding a unicorn.
Stalker.
I got rid of the TV that was over here.
Right.
So you replaced it with a box? That's nice.
I like what you did with the box.
I did. Nice box. And then I got this little monitor over here for me to do my gaming on. And, nice. Yeah, of course, I got the desk, which is new. I got this. No thanks to Jack, I did get myself a microphone boom stand over here. And a little pop filter.
I you know where I found it?
No.
In an old suitcase.
Weird.
I to try and make room in the attic, I started putting stuff. I forgot I put everything in this suitcase, and I just kept moving it out of the way. And my daughter was asking for a smaller suitcase. I go, I wonder if it's in here. I go, oh, there's the little stamp. There it is. Okay, I'll send it to Chris.
I had just ordered one.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how inexpensive-ish they actually are.
Yeah, they're not expensive.
No.
So what do those things do?
It allows me to just, first of all, just keep the microphone off to a side if I want to. It keeps it stationary. Ah. The pop filter.
That's really in the pop filter. Like,
yeah, oh, it does exactly thing? What you think it is. So like the old, like, you know, don't get like the.
When you're vaping, you can't hear the vape. That.
No, you can still hear that. I just mute myself when I do the vape. But it stops from, you know, those hard P's or hard S's on the microphone.
Give me a hard S. Give me a hard S right now. There you go. Sure. It's coming across pop perfect.
Filter.
Pop. It's coming across like a normal S.
Pop filter.
Yeah, I've got a pop,
talk about.
Pop filter too.
Pop filter.
Not to keep us on this media thing. I just was curious though if you'd seen
movie. I have some media to talk about.
Okay, yeah, go for it, Nick. You know, step all over Chris's story.
Chris had nothing to say. Chris had nothing to say.
Chris showed us some beer cans.
Those are seltzers. But,
cool beer cans, bro.
So I will say though, what I have been catching up on things, right? So I'm catching up on Mindhunter.
Nice.
For everyone's in their fucking grandmother's recommendation. Yep. I can catch up on Mindhunter.
I guess season two.
I am on episode 2. I believe of the second season, and so far, I mean, the show's been fantastic. I absolutely love it. Love it.
This season's good. I finished it, I don't know, not too long ago, maybe Friday.
Nice.
It's good. I do highly recommend it. Doesn't really, it's the same level as season one all the way through.
Yeah.
Does have some pretty cool moments because it takes it to, you know, because you get to see Charles Manson, you get to see a couple other serial killers, and it's interesting just what they
go. Yeah, I got
to meet. Seen Charles Manson.
Well, the guy that they, it's like they interview the 44 killer, Son of Sam. They interview Son of Sam and Charles Manson this season, and the actors that they got, oh my God, they're dead on.
I think I think the actor plays Charles Manson in Mindhunter played Charles Manson in. What's that? Quentin Tarantino, Hollywood. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
He also played Dewey Crow in Justified.
I didn't think we saw him in Once Upon a Time. And
I did. I talked about it, didn't I?
No, I didn't think we saw Charles Manson in Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I haven't seen yet. So on Thursday, I might go see Once Upon a Time.
It's good.
I like it. It's a good movie.
So,
and then,
my close
friend. Yeah, that's about it for me in media. I'm just trying to. I haven't really had too much of a chance to watch stuff, but in Dust Boot still sitting there.
No. I got so many shows. I got Dark season 2. I got Mindhunter season 2. I have one more episode left of Glow.
Oh, okay.
And there's more. There's more.
You just get a.
Oh, we lost Chris.
What happened to him?
He was done. He didn't anything say.
There's more Alison Brie in that one that was I didn't know was going to happen. So,
oh, he's back.
Is he?
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, now he's in the left.
I gained his. No, actually, I guess I'd be in fourth place.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in fourth now.
Anyway. But I've been watching.
Well, not on my screen.
I've been stuck watching MASH.
Yeah, because that's my left.
Okay, so I'm above you right now. So let me just.
Yeah, you're above Chris. Yeah.
There I go. Now I can flip you off. I'm flipping Nick off.
Oh, Savinia!
Flipping Matt off. That's how the Brady Bunch. That's how the new Brady Bunch should go.
It should.
Little edgy.
Love this new quad format. So much potential.
Dad, be these fucking kids. Fuck! Why do we have 6 fucking kids? One goddamn bathroom. With no fucking toilet.
I'm surprised they haven't tried to redo the Brady Bunch.
And why is this fucking maid always in our business?
Well, so apparently, always. I guess one of those rehab shows is trying to remake the house.
They've already made the house.
Oh,
They're just showing it now.
Ah, okay.
All right, so Jack, you were saying something. I can't remember what, because
probably wasn't that important.
Probably not. I started two other shows. I only watched the first episodes of both. I started watching.
Are we doing a commercial?
Dark Crystal. We can.
Just let Nick finish, okay?
I'm just running out there. I'm not running the show today, so I don't get.
We're only actually technically 10 minutes into the official show, Jack. All right.
I started Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. First episode starts off a little slow, but it's dead on. Lighting, feel, puppetry. It's exactly like the movie.
Okay, I wanted to talk about Dark Crystal, so I'm glad that you at least saw the first episode. So
cool. All right. Have you finished the whole thing, Matt?
I did. Yeah, it was kind of my evening, like, okay, I'm going to put on an episode, and I've been slowly working my way through Superstore. Really enjoyed what they've done with that show. So, but yeah, Dark Crystal, liked the season, clearly, like, you know.
What's it about?
Crystal.
Did you never see The Dark Crystal?
I don't know. Crystals, Muppets.
Jim Henson?
1983 or 2?
I was very busy that year.
Mm. Yeah. Too busy getting laid. Anyway, I did enjoy it. It actually makes me want to go through and watch like the original again, but I kind of was holding myself back. I was like, no, finish the show and then go ahead. Because it is a prequel.
Yeah,
it takes place before the original movie. So
I'm laughing at what Dennis said. Sorry.
Okay, laugh away.
Probably only Dennis and I got it, so that's okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right.
I'm gonna keep going though, Matt.
You know what I thought about it though, like after watching the first couple episodes, and I was like, wow, they really like Game of Thrones this. Like there's like some Game of Thrones elements to it where there's a lot of different characters and they're all kind of moving throughout, you know, and just the intricacy. Obviously we don't get to see a lot of puppet boobs. So, you know, if that's what you're in for, you know, if you think that that's what I mean by Game of Thrones, shut up, Matt, don't say anything more. But anyway, did enjoy it. There's different voices though throughout. Like I kept looking up on IMDb, like who does what. are you pulling the puppet strings on me, Chris? Because I feel. anyway, I can't. I'm trying to.
I think we lost Jack.
So, you know, the other show that I watched the first episode of, which is a show Jack has watched, which is, oh, look, he's back. Yeah. I watched Russian Doll, the first episode of that. I know I'm a little bit behind the rest of you guys on that show. I'm going to keep watching it too. The first episode was good, but it's a little too much like, Groundhog Day.
It gets better.
Okay. So.
Bill Murray is in episode 4. Spoiler.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, I need to keep watching.
Star Wars.
I'm just making that up.
But Star Wars.
I was in my dream when Matt was talking. That was in the dream I was dreaming when Matt was talking.
So Janie says that her daughter really liked the movie, but felt the first episode was too intense and stopped watching it.
Yeah,
she's watching Russian Doll.
No,
she means a Dark Crystal. I mean, I can see that if a kid's watching it with the whole soul-sucking thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, no, it was definitely a show that I was like, oh, maybe I can watch, you know, my kids would be into this. But I was like, nope. I mean,
Jim Henson's intention was to fuck with kids then. We want to make a horror movie, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, there's actually...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know we talked about this, or at least I brought it up a few episodes back, where there actually is an extended cut version of it that Jim Henson ordered destroyed that was really super dark. Because he did. He wanted it to scare kids.
Yeah.
And they refused to release it, so he, you know, that was it.
Wanted to scare kids. Kind of a dick move there.
Do you think he saw E.T. and he was just like, damn it. Damn it, Spielberg.
Well, they came out the same year. Oh, maybe, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
I was terrified of E.T., you know? Like,
Well, I mean, E.T. didn't scare me. It was all the people in the spacesuits that scared me.
Yeah, that's exactly what scared me.
The fact that he kept eating Reese's Pieces scared me. That was terrifying.
You're anticipating the diarrhea that came later? Yeah,
exactly. You can't eat all those Reese's Pieces on an empty stomach.
All that candy shell coming right out your butt.
Better than Car Wars.
Taste the rainbow.
If they should Bar Wars.
Ba-da-da-da.
So my daughter knows that. So from front to back. Because I used to play it all the time. I don't know why, but I did.
Because it's funny.
I have a Bill Murray t-shirt. So whenever I wear my Bill Murray t-shirt, she just goes, Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
We should get Bill Murray on the show.
That'd be awesome.
Sure. You work on BFG? That, buddy.
Anytime.
All right, I'll try. I'll work on it.
He does like to just surprise people, but usually it's kind of, you know.
I mean, we still couldn't get what's his name on the show.
Tom Cruise?
No, not Tom Cruise.
Jay?
No.
Jay? Yeah, Jay.
The guy from.
Worse than Jay.
From the 80s.
Jack?
No, what was the guy? JP got us a picture of him.
We're big fans.
Did not age well at all.
That would be the RG.
Chat.
Does anyone in the chat know?
Rico,
thank you.
Rico. Yeah, all over that, too.
Richard Rico's like, wait, I am way too busy to go on your podcast. I got a signing 6 months from now. What?
Smoking crack? Christ.
Screw you, Richard Grieco. I also wanted to get on the sports talk show. I wanted to get the guy from Warriors. Warriors, come out to play.
Dude, if you did get him on the show, he's so fucking old now that all he'd have to do is whisper, and that is actually how it would sound.
Warriors, come out to play.
What was the last movie he did? Was it 40? Was it 48 Hours? Or
that's probably right. Yeah.
Because I know he's in 48 Hours, but he was like fantastic in Warriors and in 48 Hours. What happened to the guy?
Can we get the other guy too? The guy from Xanadu.
Xanadu. Which guy is that?
He's the guy from the Warriors. He's the main guy. He's the main guy. The main.
Beck. Right.
Yeah.
So I did watch something. I did watch something that I forgot about, but I loved. So on Friday I watched.
Wait. Is this porn?
Oh. Nope. Well, yeah, I did watch porn on Friday, but no, Friday specifically, I watched the Dave Chappelle stand up.
I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, it is so fucking good, and there's a lot of negative press about it, right?
Yeah.
There, obviously, he's a fucking comedian, right? And the show is called Sticks and Stones, so like I think you're gonna get an idea of what the show is.
It's not PC, is what you're saying.
No, God, no. But it's all, everything comes full circle, like most of his stuff does. He's a really intelligent guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's a very, very smart dude. And as dark as his humor can be, and he holds back nothing from any type of race.
Well, he never has.
Sexual orientation, you name it. He does not hold back at all. And it is awesome. So I highly recommend, if you guys have an hour and a half to kill, check out Sticks and Stones. It's on Netflix. It's the new Dave Chappelle comedy hour. Do yourself a favor, though. After you watch it, make sure you check the up next section, because there's like a 20-minute after show, essentially. Like an after dark.
So he stole from us.
He called it after dark.
He told it. No, I forgot what he called it. It's
he records. Wait, he calls it the punchline, actually, and then does an extended show.
I think he called it the punchline, which is the
I don't name know. I'm thinking about suing him now.
But you guys should check it out. It is really, really well worth the time. It's
Didn't he turn down $50 million to walk away from his contract and stuff?
No, he was offered. He did the first two seasons of Chappelle's Show, and then he was offered 53 or 54 million to do two more seasons. And they got 4 episodes into the third season, and he had already felt a little pressure anyway. But then his writer, who was his friend, he kind of wanted him to tone back a lot of the racial stuff that they'd been doing because he felt it was a negative stigma. And just it kind of just, you know, it's all within them too. But that's then he just said, fuck it. And just, you know, he didn't complete his contract. So he forfeited all that money.
Yeah, I did the same thing with podcasting. Said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Check it out. And also, released today, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it probably tomorrow. Bill Burr's new stand-up comedy.
I saw that was out, too.
I'm trying to get tickets to see him, actually. He does Comics Come Home, which is a bunch of Boston comics come back and do like this charity event at the
So it's a bunch of assholes?
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing lineup. Pull it up.
Those guys have Triple E, so...
Truth.
Oh, too soon, guys.
Guys,
don't make jokes about
it. How am I getting lumped into this?
Comics Come Home is it benefits the Cam Neely Foundation, which is to benefit cancer treatments and research. But this year's lineup is Dennis Leary, Bill Burr, Lenny Clark, Bobby Kelly, Nick Kroll, Kelly McFarlane, John Mulaney, Stephen Wright, and Joe Yannetti.
Stephen Wright. God, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was still
podcasting. I actually ran into him last summer. He came into my store.
And why is he not on the podcast?
I don't know. But totally just regular dude. Absolutely
dude. He didn't have this bizarre way about him?
Well, yeah. I was working in Providence at the time, so everyone there is bizarre. But he was... Definitely, who's new Dia? Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm sorry. Just a total regular dude, but you know, everyone went up to him saying, "Hey, man, we love you. You think you're awesome?" He's like, "Yeah, thanks."
That's my new Dia folded.
Cool.
No, I've been with Stephen Wright for, I think I first saw him on the Tonight Show, and you had to pay attention to he's one of those comedians you had to pay attention to because
he's very subtle,
very subtle, and you know, the things he would talk about, you're like going. Because what it was at 7-Eleven, went to a rest. I don't know. I can't remember the joke, but something about being open 24 hours. He goes, "But you're closed." He goes, "Well, not in a row." Anyway, I love Stephen Wright.
Yeah, no, there's some really great Stephen Wright stuff.
He's got to be like 70 now, isn't he?
Yeah, but
he looked old.
He's still pretty thought provoking. So.
Well, he's best known for his one of his most amazing roles as the guy on the couch.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I didn't realize. Wow, he's 70? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he 70? I was just throwing it out there. I did find out, going back to the Brady Bunch, that Cindy Brady is
63 years old.
No, okay. Yeah, all right. Makes sense. I mean, Half-Baked was 21 years ago. So.
Born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure all those comedians are from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Probably all wearing Pats jerseys and Red Sox jerseys.
Well, it's the 25th anniversary of the show, so it's been a yearly thing. I think they did have Jimmy Fallon at it once, and Jimmy Fallon's not from Massachusetts. I don't think
Is he from New York?
Double checking.
Didn't he do a movie where he was wearing a Red Sox?
Yeah, he's from Bay Ridge, New York. He's a douche.
Yeah. I was going to have him on the podcast, but I just crossed him off.
Yeah.
Nope, can't have anyone from New York. Fuck you.
No, New Yorkers are awesome. Jimmy Fallon's just not that great.
They'll try to kiss ass now that you've bashed all people from New York.
True.
Oh, man. I know there's like a longer joke dealing with the mime, like, and... like listening to a blank cassette tape, but the one though that he says, like, you know, if you were to shoot a mime, would you use a silencer?
You're gonna shoot a mime.
Would they make a sound even if you shot them, or would they just go?
Would you use a silencer?
He had one about the freeway. He lived off the freeway or something like that. Now I'm gonna go on YouTube after this and watch his routine.
Do yourself a favor and watch some Mitch Hedberg while you're at it too. One of my all-time favorites.
Mitch Hedberg.
Gone too
soon. You don't know who Mitch Hedberg is?
Uh-huh. No, I'm writing the name down.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, know. I think Mitch
early Hedberg. 2000s comedian Jack. He died way too soon, but he's gold. He's gold. Yeah. Bill Hicks, Mitch Hedberg.
I was busy.
George Carlin.
2000.
George Carlin. Yeah.
Oh, you're ranking him up there with George Carlin?
I am. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely am.
All right. If he's not as good as George Carlin, what do I get?
George Carlin is king, in my opinion. There's no, I'm not trying to slight George at all. But Mitch Hedberg is in the same conversation whenever I talk about comedians as George Carlin.
So Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Mitch Hedberg.
Bill Hicks.
Steve Martin.
Real fucking high on drugs.
Yeah.
Steve Martin
is funny, but is Steve Martin a great stand-up comedian?
Steve Martin was hilarious.
Nope. Steve Martin's funny.
No, Steve Martin was a great stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I think you have to think of Steve Martin as almost having like two lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like he had his stand-up career and then there's everything that came after.
He was, for two or three years his stand-up, he was the guy.
And he did some really like off the wall stuff. Like he would take the entire crowd to an empty swimming pool and swim across them, you know, or he'd take the entire audience out for like hamburgers, you know. It's like, I mean, just, you know,
I got happy feet.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, again, I think of Steve Martin as almost having like kind of like these two.
Yeah.
Two
because a lot of people see Steve Martin as the actor. A lot of kids out there today, but, his stand-up was amazing. Probably my favorite comedian of all time.
So to give you an idea of Mitch Hedberg, Jack, Mitch is definitely like a one-liner, like quotational comedian. He doesn't tell stories.
I will check him out.
Like one. Here's an example. Ready? I can't even do his voice, but he goes, "I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it."
Okay, I gotta be honest with you. I was trying to have a stone face and I couldn't do it because of me.
Rice is great if you're really hungry and want to eat 2,000 of something. Is a hippopotamus really a hippopotamus or just a really cool hippopotamus?
Hey man, Dr. Pibb is the knockoff of Dr. Pepper, which I don't drink because it's bullshit, because the fucker didn't even get his degree. It's like, why
my plants died because I did not pretend to water them. No, my fake plants died.
My fake plants
did not pretend to water them.
Yeah. Like, there's a thing on the TV. It says this can help you reach your hard to reach. I mean, water your hard to reach plants. Who the fuck would make their plants hard to reach?
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Janie really just said she didn't like the jerk.
Sometimes I like to ask questions with the oscillating fan.
How did we let her in the chat?
Janie, I'm sorry.
She said unpopular opinion, but I did not like the jerk.
So go to the chat because you know we are on the live show this week. We have a few people in the chat, right?
Janie, you didn't like the jerk because he's black? Is that what it was?
Wow. I can't believe you went there.
Nick went there.
So we got Sherry.
I was
Dennis,
born a poor black Janie. Child.
Who else here? We got JP.
My Matt special Reese, purpose.
Janice in the chat.
Today's the day.
Rose in the chat. Oh, it's actually a pretty good turnout for the new.
Who doesn't like the jerk? Oh, Raider fan.
Yeah, I always loved even like just the literal humor, like with the maid. I forget her name. Was like she took out her retirement early and had to pay the price. Then she's out the executor in the lawn. Like Jesus Christ.
Well,
Jack, you got to eat a couple of gummies, right? You got to get a good buzz going.
I don't have any gummies. All I have is those ones that really are effective. Really
great. Chop it up. Go to town.
I've chopped them in half because they're too much, but I don't like to do it on the days where I have to babysit my granddaughter the next day because sometimes it doesn't wear off, and I'm trying to be a responsible grandparent.
Yeah, that's fair.
My daughter's already said, okay, can you do these dates in December? I go, wait, what? She's my other daughter. My daughter just had the Hayden Llewellyn.
Oh, sure.
I go.
I like the jerk so much. That's how I know when I meet the one, is if I start going, although you're apart. I want her to sing along, damn it.
I still quote to this day, he doesn't like these cans.
Yeah. I also like the other song, although he doesn't use the guitar or the ukulele to sing it, but I'm picking out a thermos
for you.
Not any ordinary thermos.
Any chance we can get him on the podcast?
And a rectal thermometer, too.
What should I call my dog? Shithead! Call him Shithead. Come here, Shithead.
It's okay, Janie. You can have an unpopular opinion.
It's okay, Janie.
Like,
it's okay.
Liking the Raiders.
Oh, she did like both seasons of Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
she's extending that olive branch now.
Okay. Then she's okay.
All right. Anybody else in the chat have any unpopular opinions that they want to share
with us? Yeah, let's get it all out in the open. Let's get it out in the open.
So
I'm not a big fan of Chick-fil-A's food. Can I just say that? I don't get the hype.
I always love that one, Chris. That's a good one.
What did Chris?
I had a parrot. The parrot talked, but it did not say I'm hungry. So it died.
And then I don't stay at bed and breakfast because I think around lunch you start to get hungry. You know, so I'm gonna open up a place across the street called a chair lunch dinner.
Yeah,
but you gotta leave around 10 because you're not sleeping in the fucking chair.
I'll tell you, like 98% of Mitch Hedberg's material is how he delivered it. It's just unbelievably dry and so good. It's like, I want to hang a map of the world in my house, and I'm gonna put pins in all the locations I've traveled to. But first, I'm gonna have to travel to the top two corners of the map so it won't fall down.
All right, you sold me on it. I'm gonna do it.
Oh my god, it's so good. Like it is. I have like cried from laughing listening to his and then, Mitch all together now.
Yeah, and Bill Hicks is more early '90s, and so some of it's a bit dated, Jack. But there are funny. Like I love this one where he's like, because he had a very New York way of talking, but like when he's like, I was down on Easter. I'm sorry. He goes, I was down in Australia during Easter. I was surprised to see that they celebrate Easter the same we do by telling our children that a giant bunny rabbit is going to sneak into the room in the middle of the night to lay chocolate eggs. Yeah, it's like, and he goes, I've read the Bible cover to cover. Not once did I see anything about chocolate or fucking bunny rabbits. He goes, while you're at it, might as well just say, you know, a fucking a goldfish flopped across my carpet to lay Lincoln logs in my sock drawer. It's like he's like, you expect a little kid coming out going, mommy, I woke up this morning and there was Lincoln logs in my sock drawer. And then mommy goes, that's the story of Jesus.
It's so good. I saw this wino. He was eating grapes. Yeah. I was like, dude, you have to wait.
I said you sold me on it.
Yeah,
I love it. I absolutely love his humor. His comedy is so good, and it's unfortunate because he left us too soon.
What did he die of?
Drugs. Heart failure.
Didn't weren't you paying attention? He does drugs.
A lot of people do drugs and don't die.
So Matt Treese says he's never had the Chick-fil-A's homophobic chicken. That's a thing. It truly is a thing. I actually have a lot of friends who will not go to Chick-fil-A specifically because of their political views of the ownership. But it's good though, because it sounds like Popeye's chicken is even better. Although I have not been lucky enough to have one of Popeye's new chicken.
I have been to Popeye's. I have not had the chicken sandwich. I remember when it first opened up down the street from our house, it used to be like Chick-fil-A, because Chick-fil-A will have I don't care what time it is, has a line around the building. It's like In-N-Out. It has a line around the building. And I don't get it. Their shakes are fantastic. But other than that, I've tried everything at Chick-fil-A, and it's just like, I don't get the I don't get the how people are so passionate about it. But Popeye's
fucking good.
Popeye's chicken like, was
Popeye's chicken real good. For a second though. It's really fucking good.
It's not that great.
The waffle fries are outstanding.
Waffle fries are okay. They're good. But the chicken, I've never had a good chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, see, I've only had good chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. My only beef with Chick-fil-A is that their chicken sandwiches are too small.
Hmm.
Like you have one and you're like, I could go for two more.
I think the problem is I go there on Sunday and you go through the drive-thru and I'm sitting there for like hours.
Yeah.
Because the line's so long.
So I get the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, and then I get the Polynesian sauce, which is the sweet and sour sauce. Pour that on top, so you get a nice sweet and sour with some spice.
I even tried the barbecued bacon chicken sandwich. I go, is there a reason why you have to dry out the chicken? Because chicken is tough to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Chicken is not the easiest thing to cook. And if they don't cook it right, it's dry. And I don't like dry chicken.
The best review I've seen – but between the two of the Popeyes and the Chick-fil-A thing, it was like Chick-fil-A sandwiches are good, but it's like an old white woman seasoned it and then wanted to make it healthy for you, but you still enjoy it. Popeyes is like the great-great-grandmother of an old black lady made this chicken and she don't give a fuck about your cholesterol.
No, but JP mentions in the chat too. He said Roy Rogers was the Moses of fried chicken in his opinion. There was a Roy Rogers in the town in which I grew up in.
I had Roy Rogers as a kid back in the day.
It was real good.
Wasn't he a man though? Why would you eat him?
Danny, I hate his horse.
I think he was bringing Amy up to speed. Amy just joined us a little while ago, but Danny, support an organization that is anti-LGBTQ. Great point. You know, it's funny. One of my former bosses actually is he's a gay man, married with adopted children, lives has a beautiful family, and he loves his lifestyle the way he pleases and the way he chooses. But he fucking loves Chick-fil-A. Like, he fucking loves Chick-fil-A. So he compromises. And the way he makes it up to himself is he goes with
his... You go there on Sundays.
What'd you say?
He doesn't go there on Sundays.
No, he doesn't go on Sundays because they're not open. But he goes with his credit card that is... oh, my God. Terrible. The name of the organization is evading me. Blue Square with a yellow eagle sign in it. Human rights something.
Thank you, America.
Shit. It's like the fuck. The yellow equal sign. I think it's some type of human rights organization.
Switzerland? I don't know.
Yeah, here you go. Human rights
Sweden.
Campaign.
Yeah, human rights campaign. Yep.
Yeah, the human rights campaign. It actually has a human rights campaign credit card. So he goes in. And he only uses that card when he goes to...
this is a card I'm using!
Exactly.
I'll have a dry Chick-fil-A sandwich, please.
Yeah, that's how he makes it up to himself and is, you know, internally.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I would rather go to Zaxby's. I don't think they have any political beliefs at all.
I love Zaxby's.
The thing that's interesting about
neither does Chick-fil-A. I mean, they don't have political. Their owners have political views. I mean, you're not. You know, no one who goes in Chick-fil-A will be discriminated against. It's the owners. Right.
It's the CEO of Chick-fil-A. Like the actual. Because their business model is actually really really admirable. Not their views politically, but their business model.
Mm.
So there's a reason why you don't see them popping up everywhere, like on every street corner, is because they, in order to be a franchisee of a Chick-fil-A, like you have to have, I think, like 30 or for how much money you need liquid, but that doesn't make a difference. But one of the requirements of the franchisee contract is that as a franchisee, you have to work and you have to manage the location. Which I think is really cool, right? Because it's taking people who love the food service industry and people who are hardworking individuals who want to take a chance at trying to start.
Does anyone really love the food industry?
That's a tough job. It's a tough job, but there's people who love it. I'm a former food service industry myself. I was bartender and brewer and the whole nine. I loved it. I miss it a lot.
Oh, bartender, you're serving drinks to people. That's fun.
Sure. So, but regardless, there's a lot of hardworking people out there that want to try and make and create a business. And that's part of their thing is that if you are a franchisee, you have to manage the place. You can't just be an absentee owner. You have to, and own like a dozen of them, you have to be there and work and earn your wages, which I think is really cool.
I just wanted to make a quick comment here before we get off track, is that, you know, in order to be a podcaster on this network, you have to actually put in a commercial break every now and then. And why not? Because we're already talking about chicken. Put in a commercial break. There we go.
Do we have a time, though, to tell?
Oh, I have it.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted by Matt about the stupid commercial break that should have been done like 20 minutes ago. My first job was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I quit because I didn't want to be a serial killer.
Oh,
understandable.
You also didn't want to get
it's the chemicals in the chicken.
Well, no, don't if you work there, don't you become a serial killer?
You do. I mean, they have to get the meat somewhere.
You also have to jab people in their crotch with your finger too, which is weird.
Allegedly.
Just finger blast them. Supposedly.
11 herbs and spices. People used to ask, I don't know, it comes in a bag. You pour the bag in there. I don't know. Am I supposed to steal a bag and have you guys dissect, you know, dissect what's inside the 11 herbs and spices? I don't know.
Well, Jack, the answer is yes. Yes, you should.
I should have. Is that what you're saying? I did used to it was when I was 16. I'm now 57, so I think I don't think I'd be punished for this. What I used to do is, like, if we were having, like, a bonfire at the beach or something, may have accidentally made more chicken than we needed. Because we could take home the extra chicken.
Oh.
So I go, we have all this extra chicken. I don't know how that happened.
When Jack worked at KFC, the colonel was still in the fucking army.
He was just a major then.
I do think, Major
Sanders.
I don't want to make it a political thing, but I do think that it's
great. Wait, we need a commercial break.
You already had it.
You just want to interrupt me. Fuck you, Jack. No, I just get annoyed when there's certain businesses that bring politics in involved with it, like the whole Chick-fil-A thing or Hobby Lobby lobbies, you know.
Oh, I don't think Chick-fil-A ever. Well, I don't want to defend.
Yeah, them. I mean, it's pretty public.
It's public, but who? It's because people research those people and say, like, oh, well, the owner gives money to these anti.
Sure, but you know, maybe they just don't do that. It's like when I'm going to my and this happened last.
How about we take money? How about we take money out of politics altogether?
That's true. I would be for that.
Oh shoot! I stopped going to CVS.
I did because of damn receipts. I just.
Well, the receipts they're in the CVS is giving money to fucking Trump. Sorry.
Oh man, now I got to go to Walgreens.
You like my red hat?
I like. I'm like actually.
It's across the street.
Lighting at Walgreens is far more refreshing.
Make San Diego State great again. I go where it's ever convenient.
Were they ever great?
They just beat UCLA. First time they beat UCLA in 94 years.
Damn.
So there.
I can't talk. Tennessee's sucking ass this year.
You see that kid that was bullied?
Isn't that? It's like the one good thing that came out of Tennessee this year.
Yeah.
He's being bullied. He's a kid. Believe it or not.
So it's a Florida kid, Matt. So and for everyone out there.
Oh.
It's so a Florida kid that moved to Tennessee.
Pro-bullying.
He didn't. Huh?
You're pro-bullying? Bullying?
No.
Okay.
No, and he didn't have a Tennessee shirt, so he just had an orange T-shirt, and he went
to Chick-fil-A.
He put a piece of paper all over the shirt that just had UT written.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, like the whole school gave him tons of Tennessee gear to wear, but he also like now they've officially made the shirt that he made,
and now it's making thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
I don't know, is money going to him or Tennessee?
It's probably going to anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Stuff. So it's going to Tennessee.
I hope they do the same thing for the kid that was bullied for not having enough money for lunch in Ohio. So
Well, weren't they first? Did he say I'm first in flight, and they said screw you, you can't have lunch.
No, it was actually his birthday too, but they like, you know, he had some lunch debt, and so they denied him food.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, none of that stuff happened when I was a kid. Like, they should have put out anti-bullying stuff against my mom, because my mom, when I went to school, never gave me cash, or which never gave me bills anyway, or a check to pay for my school. And she gave me change every month, a big sack full of pennies and dimes and nickels. And I had to go and give that crap to the cafeteria lady, who of course looked at me and said, I'm not counting that. You go count it. And so I had to sit there for an hour counting up all the change so I could buy my lunch.
I didn't have lunch at the cafeteria until I worked the cafeteria in sixth grade. I was the ice cream guy.
Oh.
10 cents for ice cream. Either get fudge or what's the orange one? Orangeicle, whatever it is. Yeah, so I would get free lunch. And one time I was dared how many fish sticks I could eat. I ate 24 fish sticks.
Are you gay fish?
Huh?
Are you gay fish?
Am I gay fish? What?
It's a South Park episode.
Oh.
Like, you like fish sticks?
I do like fish sticks.
You're saying you like fish sticks.
Yeah.
Yes, I do like fish sticks. I do.
He loves the fish sticks.
I like fish sticks. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
But fish sticks are not pop filter are not great.
They're if they're cooked right, there. I used to be into them, so I don't know. So.
It's just breading. I mean, with a little bit of cod. That's all it is. Yeah.
So I ate 24 of them. 24 fish sticks. That was my claim to fame.
Did you throw up?
That's no. My boy.
My other claim to fame was I ate six packs of, when Bubble Yum first came out, I ate six packs of Bubble Yum in my mouth and was able to chew it.
Back in my day when Bubble Yum first came out.
Well, it was a little softer then.
It was Beeman's.
No, not Beeman's.
licorice, or was it clover? Clover,
yeah. Blackjack was the licorice.
Blackjack guy. That's what it was.
But yeah. Clover was I don't know what's in clover, but they still sell it at Cracker Barrel. They sell.
That's when I was in second grade. We did the holiday special. It was all they want for Christmas was my two front teeth, I lost my two front teeth. And all the rest of the class had to take that blackjack gum and put it on their teeth, like make it like black out.
Oh, that okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking the chislets or whatever they're called.
Oh, chiclets.
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 That's it.
Is that what they call them? The stuff? Hey, in Tennessee, we got some chislets. Chislets, man.
People would know exactly what you're talking about. You got that.
The rest of the world calls them chiclets, Nick. That's okay. In the deep south, they're called chislets.
JP in the chat says, when Jack was a kid, Bazooka Joe had both eyes.
Well, Bazooka Joe, at least they had jokes. Not anymore. Fuck Bazooka Joe. I got Bazooka Joe the other day. It's like,
they didn't have jokes. They had comics.
They had comics. Now they don't even have anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I used to be able to say Bazooka Joe rappers, and you could get so many sent away for something, but. Don't do that anymore.
I think we had this conversation once in the show.
I know.
Do you remember Bubblicious Soda?
Yeah, that was rare. Yeah.
Very rare. And I remember they had it at the concession stand at the ballpark where I played baseball. I remember drinking it, being like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Did you ever have the suicide?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
The suicide. So when you mix all the different sodas together.
Give me a suicide. Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah. As a kid, you're like, now you're like, why would anyone do that?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. Like having Chislet's gum. Ugh.
But then, like, you still like we have a couple of candy stores here that still have Major League Chew, you know, which I'm sure they still make it. Big League Chew. The Big League Chew, yeah, Big League Chew. And so, you know, that was, you know, it's like candy cigarettes or anything else. Like, you're literally, because you see baseball players, you know, put chaw in. So you're like, I want to do that.
When I was in Little League, I'd have it in my back pocket, put it in there.
Or the kids that wanted to do cocaine, so they took the pixie sticks and, like, you know, snorted them. You know, and then they realized that putting sugar in your sinus is probably not.
You know, the best thing about the way I used to eat pixie sticks, I used to take it all, crumble it up, and chew it with the paper.
Oh, sure.
I didn't swallow it, but you chew it. It was like,
all right.
That's a terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea. What happened when you got the end of the pixie stick wet? The damn stuff would stick. It was like, So you just shove it all in your mouth and chew it.
You get a Fun Dip, though. Fun Dip is where it's at. And you get the candy stick.
Fun Dip was a lot of work, though.
No, it wasn't. Because what kid didn't like take like four or five like legit scoops with the Lick-A-Made stick and then say, fuck it. I'm gonna
eat it.
Dump this thing down my throat and then eat the stick.
Did you guys have the Nick mentioned candy cigarettes? We had candy gum cigarettes.
Oh yeah,
you blow on the powder.
Yeah.
And the powder came out. I was like, look how cool I am.
Yeah, they got rid of those in like the late '80s or early '90s.
Yeah, kids.
Those were the better brand. Sometimes like you'd get the other ones that were just like actually a stick and you'd eat them, but the ones that you could blow and like actually have the smoke, that's where it was at. That was like the Marlboro.
Because a candy cigarette would have the red end, would have like a, and you're eating it wrong.
Yeah.
You have to turn it around the other way.
Yeah, they looked more like joints than they did cigarettes.
they really did.
That's what candy joints is what they need now.
Well, I think they just make candy vapors.
And you know, instead of gummies, you know, have candy cigarette things.
I'm sure they have them. So a buddy of mine sent me a link the other day. They have microwave popcorn, which is just got THC oil inside the package. So when you pop it, you have 10 milligrams worth of weed popcorn.
Nice.
See, that sounds like that's to me, that's going a little too far. Like, you know what? I want to fucking enjoy my popcorn. I mean, There's no way in hell.
I'm probably already high anyway.
Yeah.
While I'm eating the popcorn.
So after I eat the popcorn, now I got to have another bag of popcorn because I get the munchies. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So give me a gummy and I'll be fine. And I'll just go and eat whatever snacks I want in their pure form.
Did you guys use like the wax stuff that had the liquid in it?
Oh yeah, little soda bottles.
Yeah.
And then bottle cap candy. Bottle cap candy.
I get those when I go to Cracker Barrel. They always have. I get bottle cap candy.
Now, did you guys ever have any like? I got these one time like with my mom at Costco, but they're like chocolate bottles with alcohol inside them, like actual legitimate alcohol. Mm-hmm. They're so good. Like they'd have like whiskey and like, and it wasn't enough to get you drunk.
My mom wouldn't let me have those.
Yeah. Nick, are you typing some fire? You know,
sorry.
No, that's okay. Like I figured that you were kind of trying to tell the people in the chat that it was your pager that went off.
It was. Yeah.
He's got a drug deal coming up. He's got,
it's a very important drug dealer. So got to deal that beatus.
Those candy cigarettes.
They catch up to all of us at one point.
Or the, you know, the wax, like Halloween, you'd have the big wax fangs.
Those, I hated those, though.
Yeah.
They didn't taste good. They were just wax.
But if you did it right, they were good, I think.
Sure. Like fish sticks? Yeah.
Like,
that's like
fish dicks.
What'd you dip those in?
I like the because you would keep them in your mouth because it had the little thing you could bite into, the little so you could have the teeth showing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the fangs
or the
lips. Yeah. No, but having the
you're talking about the fangs. Thanks.
Yeah.
It also had lips one too. That was a
JP Page Nick boobless.
What?
You guys remember that back in the day when you had like a calculator or a pager, you could type in the right words out of the letters.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Somebody would do like some funny math trick and then show you upside down. Yeah. So it was a triple E emergency.
Yikes.
The whole pager dealer thing reminded me of the Robin Williams thing where he's like, you know, yo motherfucker, I got water. You remember that one? And he's like, he's like, I forget, what did he say? I don't know how he sets it up, but he's just like, what if we get to a point where like water is really, really valuable? And like, you got some guy on the street going, like, yo, I got water. And he's like, pointing it out. He's like, and if you like that, I got ice too, motherfucker.
Another 10 years.
What?
Sorry. I just like to be bleak about, you know, global warming.
Global warming!
So. Speaking about the world ending, going back to candy, what about the ones that, what was those dot things used to be stuck on the paper?
Oh, yeah.
I hated, not cotton candy. There's little
buttons. They're dots. Candy. They're buttons. Just yeah.
Dots. I hated those things. Is half the time the paper would come off.
Mm-hmm. I remember getting those as a kid, like from somebody like, here, Matt, have some of these candy. And I was like, cool. Like, I thought I was rich. I was like, man, there's all of this sugar drops. And then like about the time you eat the like 10th one, you're like, this fucking sucks. Like, it's all paper.
It was too much work. Can you imagine millennials today doing that? Going, fuck it, I'm not doing that.
What I like about candy is like, you know, you've eaten candy that you like the same way your whole life. And then someone else goes like, oh, I eat it like this. And you're like, you could do that?
You know? Right.
Because like, I've been on a big Nerds kick and lately. And I had a thing and this girl goes, can I have some? I was like, yeah. And so I poured her a little handful. And she goes, I like to just like toss them in my mouth to get all the candy coating off and then start chewing them. I was like, I've never done that before. Yeah. And then
she just eats. Wait, hold on a second. She eats one at a time.
No. She like just takes a handful of them, but then like just instead of just like crunching them, like most people do, like just chewing them, she like likes to like suck on them for a while or let all the candy coating come off. That's sometimes that with Skittles. Like, yeah, you know, I'll just have like four or five in my mouth and then just let them get soft. They're really good.
Was this a date?
No, this is just some random person.
Hey, baby, awesome. You want some Nerds? You know what? Introduce her to Pop Rocks. There you go.
It's like, is this foreshadowing? Is that mean? Wait,
she just likes to put things in her mouth and suck on it for a while. Yeah,
get her some Pop Rocks. That's what it's about.
Jenny loved Baby Ruth candy bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I had probably too many of in the last couple of months because they're in the vending machine at my work is Payday. I love Payday.
That's what the one about peanuts and all over, right?
Oh yeah,
you're fucking nuts, dude.
So good.
You know what? What did Halloween candy become so expensive? You gotta get a loan to get Halloween. My wife got a couple bags of it the other day. She got the Charm Blow Pops. Then she got some chocolate. You had the Reese's. You have
you got the good bag.
The Whoppers. You have the
the
Kit Kats. And then they throw in Heath bars. It's like, do you just throw those in there because you know that nobody wants
I love that. That's probably the premier candy in that bag, Jack.
Oh, come on. Heath bars, nobody.
No, Heath bars are great.
I guarantee you, give kids the choice between the four candies and throw out a Heath bar.
I don't fucking care what the kids want. It's what I want. I'm buying the candy.
This fucking house again.
Fuck the kids. I'm not buying the candy. You know what? If they don't want it, that's great.
You don't deserve to drive
Halloween. Reese's. Okay, yeah. Reese's. That's a Versus. There we go. There's your Versus.
What's your Versus?
Reese's, Whoppers, Kit Kats, or Heath bars?
We didn't pick these.
You picked these. Well, which one do you want? Well, I'm going to take
Reese's. We've done this before. I remember picking Kit Kats or something, and I lost.
Yeah.
Because peanut butter cup.
That's right.
But I'm saying you have a bag of chocolate. Those four in there. Which one would you take?
Wait, no, Reese's Pieces or Reese's Cup?
Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, Peanut Butter Cup, the king.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fucking crown in itself. But
that's what I'm saying. Why did they throw in the Heath bar in there? It's like, ugh.
The Heath bar is good.
How's the Heath bar? How are they still in business?
Because they drive fucking Lexus.
I'd rather go check the Chick-fil-A.
I love my Heath bar with the coffee.
Wait, who's logged in as Ramblecast?
That would be Matt.
I'm picking homemade candy. What a dick.
Homemade candy.
It's a callback. I picked homemade cookies. You know?
Oh, homemade candy. Still bitter about that.
I don't know.
Jack, I'm worried about you.
I don't know
if you're about me.
Speaking of candy being expensive, I don't know if you guys saw that. I only saw it once today. It was a good meme though, and it was someone's front door with like a three thing candy dispenser, you know, if they just put the quarter in and has the turn knobs.
Yeah.
And it said, trick or treat, kids, but I got bills to pay.
That's awesome.
Nice. You know what some kid would do, though, is walk away with the damn thing.
Oh, yeah, or just smash it.
Smash the shit out of that if I was like, 10, 12-year-old kid and or 39-year-old man.
I'd throw the Heath bar back in his face. I'm just not a fan of the Heath bar. I had one last night. I go, why is it in this bag?
You're not a fan of it. Why'd you eat it?
Well, I said, okay, it's been a while since I've had a Heath bar. Maybe they've gotten better. It's like
Check the two ingredients.
Crap and piss. It's terrible.
There, we have a candy jar at our front desk at work every day, and it's a good variety. But
it is to tease you.
No, I mean I get some. I get like, she has the little sample ones of Nerds. I get those, and then I get some Laffy Taffy every now and then. But every day, at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, I go by there to see what's left. Every day, there's a big ass pile of yellow Starbursts and banana Laffy Taffy because nobody wants them.
I like banana Laffy Taffy.
I'm with you, Jack. I like the banana Laffy Taffy. Yellow Starbursts can go fuck themselves, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of yellow Starbursts.
That was another versus we had, wasn't it? Yep. Like, what's the best Starburst?
Starburst, and Starburst. I thought red would win, and it wasn't. It was the pink one. Pink one, yeah. I think I told the story before, but when I was a kid, when Starburst
first came out. That's okay. We don't need to hear it.
When Starburst first came out, they put a pack on each one's everybody's door. So, of course, us in the neighborhood went around and stole all the Starbursts. Well, I shouldn't say steals. Borrowed all the Starbursts. So I had like tons.
So they gave them back?
No, it was like trick or treat. I had like tons of Starbursts.
Anyway. Well, Jack, looks like Janie's on your squad when it comes to the Heath bars.
She doesn't like them?
Nope.
There we go. So we agree on something.
Now,
there you go.
Jack, have you had High Chews yet?
High what?
High Chews. High Chew is one of the greatest candies ever invented.
I've had it's like a now or later, right? Type thing.
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good mix between Starburst and Now or Later.
Yeah, I've had them.
Yeah, because like you know the standard ones you can find are just the regular green apple, grape, and strawberry. But the candy store that I've got has like a bunch of different variety bags where there'll be sours and sweets, and I'm like, oh my god, they're so good.
Does your little beeper go like crazy when you walk into one of those places?
It should, shouldn't it?
I don't think it senses sugar.
So the point of it. This week has been fun because we actually have quite a few folks in the chat, and there's been a lot of good comments here. So Ro actually just recently said, she goes, "I was all about the Heath bar crunch on my ice cream this summer. It was amazing." Followed up immediately after with, "But I did just have my first root canal a few weeks ago."
Mm. So. And you can blame it on the Heath bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I used to get Heath bar on coffee flavored frozen yogurt.
Hmm.
So good.
Sounds good.
Jack, you know they can see you, right?
I know. I don't care. Hey, do we have an email?
I
don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that was vetoed. I think the email was vetoed.
I think we have an email.
You know what? I bought something this week.
What'd you buy? We're still reading that email.
So I'm not reading your email, Jack.
It's not my email.
It's so your email. But anyway, so I bought something. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I finally pulled the trigger on buying something.
I bought a coffee puke Heath bar yogurt.
No. So going back, what, two or three years ago, the network, our Jay and Jack networks, were big fans of the Squatty Potty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Squatty Potty. Anybody else in the room have a Squatty Potty?
I have a Squatty Potty.
I gave mine away.
I mean, how do you go from candy to what you're about to talk about?
Very logical. It's a one-way street.
Actually, you should have gone to Squatty Potty after the Baby Ruth comment.
That's true.
So anyways, Squatty Potty was all the rage a couple of years ago.
And where all the cool kids went.
I've been thinking about something for quite a long time, and I finally pulled the trigger because I didn't realize how affordable it was. So I am joining the ranks with many other European countries and other places across the world with a bidet. I bought a bidet attachment for my toilet. Mm-hmm. And it is fucking amazing.
Now, does it use fresh water or is it recycled water?
Fresh.
Is it connect with a hose? Is that how it does?
It takes the water from the tank.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an attachment that fits in between the bowl and the seat. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is just detach your seat and then put, you know, sandwich it essentially and screw it back on. And then there's a valve that you install at the end or right onto the actual toilet that splits the water, right? So you have a hose comes out of it, it's like a T, right?
So it's, like, It's like Moses.
So it takes water, your water source, and goes from there.
Split the water.
It is awesome, man. I'll tell you. You know, you've read all the first, you know, the commercials for Tushy on Facebook, or all these different, you know, reasons why you should have it. I've had it for about a week now, and I never want to go to the bathroom without it.
So you're walking around. You're walking around proud, saying, "Hey,
dude, my butthole is so clean right now.
It's like clean as a whistle."
It's funny, like when he goes. I mean, I've considered getting one as well for a long time, and I remember. Because my friends that are from India, you know, they use the bucket,
yeah,
which is a bucket of water and all this. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And they're like, well, we think what you do, guys, is weird. And we're like, what? He's like, well, think about it. If a bird pooped on your arm, would you just wipe it with the piece of paper and then move on? It's like, no, you would wash it. You know, it's like, so that's what we do. We wash and then we wipe. You know, it's like we thoroughly clean ourselves.
It's awesome.
I
got on Amazon for like $30.
We had one attached to our toilet when we started using cloth diapers, and as a way of, because it was a handheld thing that you could kind of like take off and use to kind of like spray off the diaper, right. But then you could also use it as a bidet, so it was kind of a nice like dual purpose, you know, thing. So I'm going to second that emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we talked about this because I went to Vegas a few years ago, about three, and they had a bidet in the bathroom. And it was like, all right, I'd never used a bidet. And I said, it was a different experience. Not saying I wouldn't do it, get one. I like the fact that you said it's only $30. I said, it's not a bad price. It's just not something, like in the wintertime, is the water going to come out warm or is it going to come out cold? I mean,
so there are different models that you can purchase, right? So the one that I bought.
Heated water.
Yeah, the one that I bought is just cold water. I got
cold
the
water. Cold water.
Yep.
What do you do in the wintertime? You live in the north.
Yeah, well, so the temperature of my bathroom does not change in the wintertime.
Okay. Your pipes don't get colder. Your pipes.
Call that thermostat. You know what I mean?
Well, your pipes don't get cold.
He likes to keep them wrapped.
But yeah, the one that I purchased is actually is a cold water only, but they do have ones that you can do cold and warm water. But the reason why I chose the cold water only is because it's super easy to install, right? So you just gotta splice the line essentially right next to where the toilet comes out. If you want to do one that has cold water as well as warm water, you have to run a second tube over to where the water comes out for your
hot water.
The hot water by your sink. And it's just a little bit more complicated.
Do they have flavored water? Could it be like, I'm a little strawberry. I want to smell like strawberries today. No?
You work on that.
What about, I want have like a rose scent. I want to walk around smelling like roses. People look at me and go, yeah, I smell like roses. Yep,
I do. I'm just picturing my wife or even Jack crawling into bed with Cindy and going, I smell roses.
Well, that's a better smell. Better smell than you come in with usually.
Oh, so tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, how like, about like Dennis? Little... Dennis mentions, how about carbonated?
Yeah,
why not? Yeah, a little fizz action.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad at all.
A little ginger ale.
I like Jay's. I mean JP's recommendation here. You know, Jack should start saying bidet. The way he talks about his Lexus.
One time when you sat on the bidet, you cleaned my bidet. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm going to stay on the Lexus level, then I'm going to have to get flavored water. I mean, it's going to have to be like a scented water.
I think Dennis also makes a really good point. How about carbonated water? You know, get a little bubbly in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you get like champagne hooked up to it, and that way the explosiveness can just hit it, you know? And then
what if you're a fan of like Coca-Cola?
Yeah,
Coca-Cola.
Just spread it all over your keyboard, dude.
Be a little sticky there. Heath flavored, yes.
Heath flavored, yeah. Well, that would, you know what Heath flavored be? You wouldn't use it at all. Just be shit. Well,
if anybody listening is interested in trying one of these things out, you know, the one that I purchased is the Lux LUXE bidet Neo 120.
Yeah. I mean, Squatty Potty Squatty Potty had a bidet as well that you could buy.
So this one here has you can go on to janejack.com/Amazon and check it out. It's the Lux Bidet Neo 120. It's got 8,842 customer reviews. Currently rocking a 4.4 out of 5 stars.
That's a good
The question and answer, hilarious.
I mean,
I want to find the person that gave it 1 star.
Yeah, I want to see the negative reviews. I mean, did they eat Hershey bars before? I mean, not Hershey, Heath bars before they used it, and they stuck, and it just stuck to them. The water didn't make a dent. Was it hard water?
So there's, I did read a lot of these actually, and as I was making my decision.
This is a shitty device.
A lot of them talk about the design of the T adapter, etc. But I found that, you know, after hearing some of the reviews that the company got, they actually released a second version of it. So the one that I got was actually like a stainless steel T adapter, as opposed to the prior one, which is plastic. But it seems like everyone else is just saying it's pretty good. There's one negative review from a woman who is a self-proclaimed large bottom woman. She couldn't use it because it was getting all over her legs. I'm just like, that's not a bidet problem. But
maybe one of the 1 stars was Jack kept interrupting my asshole flushing.
All right. But eventually we're gonna. Eventually we're gonna have to read this email. I'll go ahead and read this email.
Oh, we got an email
for Jack. I'll edit it though. sorry, this is a Reader's Digest version of it. Hello, all. This is a weak tardy. I'm sorry. At the beginning of episode 50, Jack, please shut up. Nick asked for recommendations for intro songs. Postcards from Italy by Beirut is a fun one for the ukulele. Sorry if he's already done that one. I'm a relatively.
That's how it goes.
Wow. All right. Well, wow.
Musical genius there.
Okay, go ahead.
Nailed it. She finishes up saying, thank you, Chris, Nick, Matt, and Nick, for all that each of you do to make this show a delight to listen to. Happy trails, Amanda. I don't know if there's anything else.
AKA Jack.
You left out the best part of the email.
I don't know. I didn't see anything else to that email.
You're doing a disservice to the listener for not reading the whole email.
You know what she says.
Someone spent the time to write the email. You should read the entire email.
since you wrote it, Jack, I'll just
You read the crappy one. So read the.
I don't know where you came up with this fake name or.
It's not me.
I don't know. It's awfully.
You listened to Boston when he wrote it. Wanna take you by the hand and make you understand, Amanda. That's it. I'm gonna write an email by Amanda.
Amanda.
This one was a.
That's my wife. That's our song, there, Amanda.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. Why you would pick that?
It's kind of my wife's song too.
As your. All right.
Smoking would be my favorite Boston song. More Than a Feeling, Boston.
Dennis sent me a song to play as well. I'll get to it, Dennis.
You've mentioned Dennis like 3 times already. Enough.
I can't help it. He's a super fan. He's my fan. Dennis is my fan.
Well,
my one and only.
I'm sorry, he has low standards. All right, you want to finish that email?
Oh, there's more to that email? I don't know if there's anything else.
I can go find it and read it.
I can't read with these old eyes of mine. I just can't.
Don't say you're old because Chris and his friends will beat you up.
That's true.
All right. Fuck it.
Little baby's got to have his way.
I also wanted to publicly disagree with some listener feedback that was discussed at the end of the episode. The host of the show may disagree with me. We do, because we all vetoed this.
you did. It was vetoed, because I think I was the last person to read it.
But from my perspective, I don't feel that Jack is more rude or talks over people any more than most of the other hosts do. I also appreciate his perspective.
which is way off base and deserves to belong in Candyland or Cuckooville.
That's not part of the email.
So you do admit that you know this email.
I've read the email, so I know that's so not part of
the email. He printed it out. It's actually hanging next to his San Diego Chargers logo.
It's laminated.
Read the email correctly because it's
gold foil.
Okay. I also appreciate his perspective, period. About 60% of the time. When he interrupts to ask a question.
That's not you're not reading.
I'm reading the email.
You're not reading it correctly. You're not reading it right.
I'm giving pauses where I
pauses
are fit.
Yeah, whatever.
It's one I had been wondering myself.
Jack, no, that's not what she said.
Contribution is a big part of why I keep tuning into this show.
Actually, I thought it was we've been on the air for what, with The Married Man and Ramblecast combined, what, 11, 12 years now? Greatest email ever. I wish Matt. I apologize for Matt not reading it correctly, but
I think I did it.
You did not. You did not do it. A good no. You Heath Barred it.
Amanda was very complimentary of Jack.
Like I said, we can agree.
I think he offered her the highest tier of patron level for that email.
Well, to be fair,
Amanda has the Zamboni's tape right now.
Yeah, I think so.
To be fair, it's a lot easier not to interrupt someone when there's not a delay, when someone's not being delayed. Am I right?
Yeah.
True. That did happen on the very last episode that Nick and I did with you.
Well, the one we did with you before I went to Comic-Con, you were delayed.
Oh, you're putting the blame on me?
On the one, yeah, it was. Okay. You were. Were you not delayed?
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda. Since you wrote in to Jack, I think you deserve one of Jack's drawings. So,
Jack, we're tuning a sender.
And since this is a live show, I will show you what you'll get as far as a Jack drawing. Which is
roughly... Oh, nice. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, Amanda.
That's actually something I could do.
I might even a Heath bar. That
built
might
be for speed too much. Or for comfort.
What's that?
Was built for speed or comfort?
Those are triple E's.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know that's so wrong. I know. Sorry.
No, they're definitely not mosquito bites.
Really?
Well, I appreciate all really emails. I don't take it personal, but I did like that email.
It was a good email for one person.
Just Matt read it like shit.
You had a chance to read it. I just took control.
You're in charge. It's your show today.
It's not my show. I just happen to be the MC.
You're like Owen Baruz. It's like Owen Baruz part two.
We haven't even talked about Star Wars. But if you didn't join us for the first part of this podcast, you may notice on this live viewing that someone happens to have a map.
How did you not frame it?
It's just, I haven't.
You don't care. Nick, if you had one, would you frame it?
I would frame it. If I had canvas the way that somebody on this podcast has canvas, I'd probably put it up on the canvas and make a nice oil painting out of it.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, look. I used to work at a frame shop. I gave that up, and I just don't work in framing anymore. So it's kind of when
I got a million and one excuses. I don't want to do it. Fuck it, I'm lazy. Just say it. Just admit it. Fuck it, I'm lazy.
All right, great show, kids. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed this extra long show.
We forgot to mention that Boston Red Sox fired their GM.
Yes, they did.
You in the World Series? You don't make fuck you. You're out of here.
Hey, take it or leave it.
Cardinals
should he have been fired?
Yeah, he didn't do shit to make that team better at the deadline.
Well, to be fair, you look at the players they have on the team; they should have been more competitive.
Still, you as a GM, you have to make the moves that are make the team better, and he didn't do a goddamn thing.
I mean, How are you not in the top two of the American League every year? I mean, come on. It's the American League. Come on. Tomorrow I'm seeing Cardinals play the Rockies, first in the division. Woo-hoo.
Nice.
So this is your first time to
Coors Field. Yeah, so first time in Coors.
Expect a five-hour game. I love that because Denver, they used to get like a million fans for their minor league before they got the Rockies. They used to get like a million fans for their minor league game teams. So I said, yeah. But I hate watching the games because the Padres playing. I go, games just take forever because there's so much scoring and they have so many pitching changes. But I'd like to go to the field, but I wouldn't drink. I wouldn't have any Coors beer. I'd rather have a heat bar.
You know, like I like the banquet every now and then. It's like, I won't drink Bud Light, but I'll drink a Bud Heavy. I mean, they're not the greatest beer in the world. What?
I drink Bud Heavies all day. I love them.
Yeah. But I'll drink a banquet every now and then.
What about a Budweiser?
That's what a Bud Heavy.
I know.
Just give a lunch.
All right, guys. We really should land this plane. We've recorded
for. Did we take a commercial break yet?
Yeah, and I got it written down.
I'm not a couple of them, sir.
Sorry, Test. I was just getting tested there.
My name is Test.
Jack's gonna cut me off.
I am the best.
How to run this show,
Mr. Ickle?
No, you be honest with you. Yeah. You can do it every week. I love just having to just show up,
Mr. Ickle's Pickle Tickle.
Okay, so anyway, Jack would like to thank some patrons, but before we get to that.
Do I have to do that? That's your job.
No, I just push the buttons. I do
that. I just do push the button, but take all the credit.
If you do like pushing buttons and you like pushing Jack's buttons, what you can do is you can go to Amazon.com/change.
How are those buttons on that computer right now? Are they sticky?
I don't know. I'm afraid to look.
You can order yourself a new keyboard if you're not covered under Apple Care.
Or you can clean your butthole with a bidet.
Or you can order yourself a bidet.
I'm going to check if they can get like different fragrances. I think that like Old Spice, like that would burn, wouldn't it?
Or if you really want to,
I mean, whoa!
If you really want to mess with Jack, we all know what his favorite candy bar is. So just go ahead and mail that to him.
No, think about Old Spice going up your butthole.
You can't get Old Spice. Like you might as well get Brute while you're at it. I mean,
Brute,
come on.
Brute.
Yeah.
By fat. It was Eddie Murphy's old joke. You know, your dad would be all this different stuff and then you'd get him some Brute. By Fabergé, you cheap motherfuckers.
We're losing listeners by the minute here now. I mean,
English leather, you know, or whatever.
English, old English.
Old English, okay.
What about leather? Do you guys remember High Karate?
No.
You don't remember, High Karate? I do remember
the show, though, because it's about that time. And that's what Matt's trying to say.
It's about that time.
Google High Karate had the best commercials because the guy would put on
Amanda.
The...
email.
He put on the High Karate, and then the woman would go crazy, and he'd have to fight her off.
So anyway, I'm in charge of the show now, so I can just mute Jack whenever I want to here.
Jack's got a big head from the email.
You should tell Amanda, though, how to receive her drawing if she wants that. I don't think she wants that drawing.
I don't know if she wants that drawing or if she wants Jack to do his own. Okay, Jack, you can join the conversation again. Sorry, I didn't mean to mute you. Here you go. I mean,
yes, you did.
Welcome. I know. It was fun. It was so much fun.
Jack's a regular Peter Max. You know, he can
just trying to finish the show, you know, before
we finish it. What about you're just battling on about nothing?
I was trying to
promote, you want a drawing? Yeah, here's a drawing. Go to Amazon.
Trying to promote Amazon.com/
Put Old Spice up my ass. Anyway.
Or if you don't want to, like, if you don't like Jack's
title, Old Spice up my ass.
You notice how Jack went from 0 to 10 now? Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. So, anyway, you can also help us out if you don't want to.
Hey, baby, do you have Old Spice up your ass? I do.
Do you want to? That just sounds pervy. So, if you have Old Spice up your ass, I got something that'll give it for you.
You know that scent drives me crazy. Reminds me of my grandfather.
Now we've lost Dennis. Great. So.
He's all right. So anyway, if you want to help out the podcast in other ways, you can also become a patron. You could give us a review. That's always nice. You know, you can send us
a 5-star review.
Yeah, we haven't had any since June, so somebody get on it.
Jack's really particular about his reviews as well as his emails. So if you want to fake if you want to fake Jack an email, send it to rcadcast@gmail.com. That
once again,
I can't remember it.
rcadcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter or Instagram if anybody ever gets on those things anymore. And if last, but most importantly, our patrons, we really thank them. Yes, Janie, I am close to having an aneurysm.
Here's the new Jay. We're just going to keep pushing Matt till he snaps. He goes, that's it, I'm done.
An hour. This show is done in an hour.
And we lost Dennis on the Old Spice in the ass, I think, right?
I think so, yeah. Okay, he's actually
lost a lot of us at that point, Jack.
you know who we didn't
I'm
lose?
Just trying to give the people what they want.
You know who we didn't lose? And thank goodness that we haven't, are the patrons that make this show possible. We thank you for making this show possible. Thank you for joining us live.
Thanks for joining our lives.
Thanks for joining our lives and the lives that we lie.
Email lies.
Freudian slip there.
Fish dicks and email lies.
Fish
dicks. Sounds good. Thanks for all the patrons for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We do really appreciate it.
The chat on the right hand side has been a lot of fun. We had a lot of people, so a couple of new folks in there too as well. But they definitely helped contribute to the conversation. And
they're never coming back.
Yeah, they might not come back. But thanks for joining us. Looking forward to doing this again sometime soon. Come hang out with us next time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
We owe you a couple shows, so we should probably do one of these in a couple weeks.
Yeah, let's do another one.
Sure. It was a lot of fun.
I'll bring the Old Spice.
I'll bring the Heath bars.
So at this
great
time,
show, guys.
But wait, we'd like to thank all our patrons. We're going to thank 6 patrons. Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rickner Gleffler, Joanne with the Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Letter Cure, and Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for what you guys do. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for everyone that supports us. Thanks for the 5-star reviews. And thanks for everybody who listens to us, tells a friend about us, and all that fun stuff. And let's give a standing ovation for Matt. I'm not going to stand up, but standing ovation for Matt for running a great show and keeping everything in order.
Thank you.
It was a good attempt.
And for the shitty job you did reading the email, that was probably the best email we've ever had.
Great test. Don't get cocky. Or great cocky. Go get a test. I don't know.
Go get your go get a test. Is that your sense?
Great show, kids. 1 in a million.
And go Raiders.
Don't you have a saying, Nick, when we say goodbye?
See you.
Yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Is that it?
I think so.